Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishneh Vav. The Mishneh wants to know, we talked about the idea of hachraza, about the need to announce that you found a lost object, but how long does that hachraza, does that announcement have to go on for? That's the subject of a dispute in our Mishneh. V'ad masai chayav lahachriz, until when do you have an obligation to announce the aveda? Ad kedei sheyedu bo shechenav. You need to do it until your neighbors hear about it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that's sufficient, just as long as your neighbors hear about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda those argues and says, Shlosha regalim. It actually makes three regalim, three holidays. The three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. V'achar haregel ha'achron shiva yamim. And after the last regel, another 7 days, Kedei sheyelech leveso shlosha, so that the person who hears you announce that you found this lost object, he can go to his house from Yerushalayim for 3 days. V'yachzer shlosha, and return, take another 3 days to come back. V'yachriz yom echad, and announcement for 1 day. Now, what does v'yachriz yom echad mean? Actually, it's a machlokas rishonim, whether or not v'yachriz yom echad means that you, the one who found the item, will do a hachraza, here's that hachraza on that last day, the 7th day, or that he himself comes back and announces that I lost this object, I checked it home, and I lost it, and then you'll be able to return it to him if he's able to give the simanim, the identifying signs. The Gemara brings a brisa that originally, anyone who found an aveda used to announce it, as it says in the Mishnah, for 3 regalim, 3 holidays, and after the holiday for 7 days. After the Beis HaMikdash, which should be rebuilt in our days, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they made a decree, they made a takana, that they only need to announce it in the shuls and in the Bate Midrash, in the houses of learning. However, the Braisa continues and says, when there was a time when there was a group of people who were called Anasim, who would forcibly take away found objects and give them to the government legitimately, so then they said that you only need to inform your neighbors and those who know you well, and that's sufficient. And that remains the halacha today. Generally, you only need to announce it in the Beis Knesset, in the Beis HaMedrash. If there would be such a anasim, such people who take away forcibly, you wouldn't be obligated to even do that, but rather just to inform those who you know more intimately.